What a day, what a day, what a day, and welcome to What a Day podcast with me, Vincent Jennings Jr. Some of you guys might not like this podcast. Some of you guys might love the podcast. Don't make me any different. That ain't the point of me doing a podcast. The point of me doing a podcast is to be honest, to motivate you, to inspire you, and to make you better than you was yesterday. So that's the disclaimer for right now. So, who are you waiting on? Who are you waiting on to take care of you? Who are you waiting on to take care of you? I'm just going to be honest with you. Nobody cares, right? Nobody cares. Now, you might have a few that your core people that's there for you and stuff, but nobody cares, right? You got to make up in your mind that whatever you want, you can get it and that you will make it come to life, right? If you don't have something, you don't have. If you don't have the people, the right people around you, get rid of those people and get some new people, right? Because nobody cares. If you don't have things in your life and the result of where you are now is because of your life choices and the things you've done. Even myself, sometimes I have to look at myself and be like, Vincent, you got yourself in something else again. But nobody cares. Nobody cares. And matter of fact, as Les Brown once said, most people glad it's happening to you than it's happening to them, right? Right. So nobody cares. The complaining ain't gonna get you nowhere in life. So let's do something right now together, right? If you got a pencil or paper, if you got your phone, or whatever, if you just want to put it in your mind, just want to think about it. You ain't even got to write it down. It's up to you because, you know, if you want your life to be better, you'll do better, right? So you know yourself best. You're an expert of your own life, right? So let's think about something you want to change. What's something you want to change to make you become where you want to be? Like I said, nobody's going to save you. In order to be where you want to be, you got to create some boundaries. You got to create some things that, if you want to say, you got to do some things that make you feel uncomfortable that you normally don't do, right? To get you where you need to be. All right, so let's look at your life. Let's just think about your life. Are you where you want to be? Are the right people in your life or in your corner? Do you own your mistakes? Can you be honest with yourself and tell the truth even when it hurts? Are you sitting around just hoping somebody do something for you, or hoping somebody give you empathy, or hoping, I mean not empathy, but pity, I'm sorry, hoping somebody give you pity all day? Personally for me, I used to be one of the people that try to save everyone, and not until recently I realized it's not on me. They got to do what they got to do. So I got to a point where it's not that I don't care about the person, but I don't care about their behavior. So I learned how to separate the two, and their behavior showing me they don't want nothing different. So I don't care either, right? I don't care if you don't care. We got to really look at ourselves. And a lot of times I think people want you to hear their story and give them pity and sympathy, but people don't want to put in their work to heal and get where they want to be. So if you got a story to tell, and if you want to cry about things right now, at this point in my life, ain't the time to come to me. I'm going to be honest, because I'm not trying to hear no excuse. God gave you everything inside you that you need, and you sitting there complaining and waiting on somebody like it's going to change something. It's not. It's not. I know a lot of people talk about racism and all these different things, but it don't mean nothing if you're not gonna do nothing about it, right? Learn how to play the game. Learn how to beat people at their game, right? Learn how to beat the system at its game. Everything can be defeated. Trust me, everything in this world can be defeated except God, right? So stop sitting around and waiting on people and acting like people care. Yes, some people care. But most people in this world don't care. Stop sitting around complaining. Stop telling sad stories. Do something about it. What you gonna do about it? What you gonna do about it? It's so sad when I see people, and I used to be one of these people, so I'm not just talking to you. When I'm talking to you, I'm talking to myself. I used to be like, oh, I'm going through this and blah, blah, blah. But I ain't really want to do nothing about it. I want the sympathy and the pity and people to hug me and people say, oh, and give me things. No. You got to put in the work. You want something? Put in the work. You the one that got to go through the process. You got to go through the hurt and pain. People don't care like you think they care. Own your stuff and fix yourself. Where you want to be in the next 6 months, next year, next five, next 10 years, next 100 years, when you ain't hear your generations and generations after you, your great-great-grandkids talk about you, what do you want them to say? I'm really tired of the complaining and making excuses and crying about things that you can change. It's okay to cry, don't get me wrong. It's okay to cry, but then you got to move on and figure it out. Work and cry at the same time. Just work and cry at the same time. You'll be all right. But nobody cares if you don't have a place to stay. Nobody cares if you don't have something to eat. Nobody cares if your family have this and that. Nobody cares if you have a car, if you have money. You have to care about yourself. Self-care. Care about yourself. Love yourself daily. I just want to be honest with you. When most people complain, this is what people hear, like Charlie Brown. I wasn't even really watching Charlie Brown, but I always seen clips and stuff. And he go, womp, 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 womp. That's all people hear. And then every time you call somebody, nobody want to talk to you, because every time it's about complaining about something or I want something. What are you doing for yourself? What are you doing for yourself? It's a hard pill to swallow, because I have to swallow it on a daily basis. What are you doing for yourself? So I'm gonna say a few things that might help you when you want to complain, right? I'm gonna say a few things that might help you when you want to complain or you just want sympathy from others all the time, because I'm telling you, nobody really cares, trust me. They gonna sleep comfortable at night. First thing, you were made by God, so everything you want, He gave you. You have inside of you, so you ain't gotta look outside to solve your problem. You look inside. That's the first thing, and that's one of the biggest things. Second thing is to go after what you want and take ownership of your problems, whatever that may be. If you gotta go see a counselor, whatever you gotta do, talk to somebody that's credible. Somebody with knowledge and wisdom, somebody older, as our elders, do that. And the last thing is, what can you do that you love to do that is truly you? And it's the thing, go back to one, what God placed inside you that you can make things happen from, that give you joy and fulfillment. So stop complaining, make something happen. And God bless you guys. So, yeah, you have a great one. Don't come to me with no complaining. I don't want to hear it. I want results. I don't want excuses. So, yeah, have a great one. What a day. What a day. What a day. Thank you for listening to my podcast. God bless.